delicious breading. On the inside, an 8,000 degree strip of onion that will burn your tongue, your lips, and your chin all in one shot. Enjoy the pleasure and pain of Onion Rings Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany dismissing criticism that President Trump's use of the term Kung Flu when referring to coronavirus at his Oklahoma rally is racist.
That's the origin big story. Of the virus. Oh my God.
It's a fair thing to point out as China tries to ridiculously rewrite history.
Many Asian Americans say the term is offensive and could put them in danger from people angry about COVID-19, which has killed 120,000 people in the U.S. and infected about 2.2 million. More violence in Seattle's Capitol Hill occupied protest or CHOP zone.
We have reports of a 17-year-old getting shot. He was treated and released this morning. But another fatal shooting took place early Saturday morning. Police tried to get to the victims but were unable to do so.
Fox's Dan Springer, a 19-year-old man, was killed and another critically injured in that Saturday shooting. America is listening to Fox News.
Get off of it. Let's offend everybody. Right now.
Everybody is Kung Flu fighting. Coronavirus is so frightening. Drove down to Walgreens like lightning. In a time of Purell, I'm lying. Everybody is Kung Flu fighting.
And let me tell you something. That was produced by the biggest group of liberals in the radio business. So, I don't, you know, Kung Flu. What happened to all the anger over China hiding this thing and sort of letting it spread around the world before they started making us aware? I'm still convinced I had it. It's funny, the day I get the antibody test, I've seen multiple articles on this, by the way, that the antibody only stays in your system for like 2 to 3 months. Well, I had it late January, early February, so we're already 4.5 months past the point I was sick. So, of course, if that's true, then I wouldn't test positive for it. But you know what? We have calls.
Oh!
Beginning with the very dignified Cooter.
Hey, oh my God, it really is you, isn't it? You're the Greg Budell. You're the one who used to be with Styx. I saw your name on an album. Was that you?
I don't like to talk about that, but yeah, I used to be with Styx.
What? Golly, I'm talking to the Greg Budell.
Quack, quack.
But you know what, though? You're not as dumb as I thought you were. But, Kung Flu.
Yeah.
That virus in your system, that's sort of like the regular flu, you know? If the regular flu stayed in your system forever, the antibodies, you'd never catch the flu again.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to come and go and come and go, and they're going to milk it for every little drop they can get.
The fact that Fox led with that story tells you how skewed our priorities are and what a humorless nation we've become.
Fox has gone so far to the left from what they used to be.
Thank God they haven't tampered with primetime on TV, although the only one I ever really, and I don't watch, but I look for his commentaries, is Tucker Carlson. He's the last man on TV with big balls.
I watch his YouTube throughout the day sometimes, the short YouTube videos of him where they break it down. But all of his advertisers are pulling. I just hope that Fox don't give up on him because the advertisers. But he's the only one down that's really telling us anything.
I know.
And it is going to poop.
Yeah, it's really frightening that they just really don't care about the conservative market. And these bullies who are screaming, they're not watching Fox News, so you're canceling your ads to probably the best group you can advertise to, as we know at this radio station. Look at our wonderful sponsors, how they hang in with us. Because we deliver their message to people that actually do well in life.
I can't believe how everybody's so scared to say anything. I saw a thing today where all of the Star Wars actors have come out now supporting this, and they're
was supporting
they're
what
on Twitter. This supporting Black Lives Matter. If you put a tweet and mention the Star Trek bunch, they'll donate $1 to Black Lives Matter.
That's a donation directly to the Democrat Party.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not going to keep you, man. I love all of y'all. Please have a blessed evening.
Thanks, man.
It is... Oh, since we brought up antibodies, let's go to Biloxi next.
Hey, here's my question, and I know we don't know the answer to. The thing is, you said that the antibody won't show up 3 or 4 months later. Well, does that mean that if you don't have the antibody, that you don't have the immunity from getting it a second time?
I'm a talk show host and not a doctor.
No, I
had the same thought. If the antibody's gone, are you now once again vulnerable to it? I think that's a very good question to which I don't have.
We don't have the answer, and that's why they haven't said that, you know, it goes against that herd immunity thing, because I guess you can't, they say, I don't know, that you can't catch the same cold twice. But, buddy, I tell you what, I'll catch 2 or 3 colds a year.
If you can, go to dbdailyupdate.com and read David Blackman's column. It explains the number of deaths, and first of all, we know all the death tolls are greatly inflated because they monetized, incentivized, and didn't even require a doctor to run a test.
Jeffrey Epstein died of COVID.
Yeah, that was a little bit later.
All right, man. Bye.
Hey, I got 22 likes on my statue being torn down.
Now you got to put a picture of your stickers.
No.
Can I?
No, because you know what? Somebody will probably get on there and say something. Wow, what an egomaniac or something.
Okay, yeah. No need.
I don't need the...
Yeah, man. If you're not trying to be funny, I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, there's Juan Williams. I'm just fascinated to know what crapola he's got on explaining why crime is spiking during these defund the police. The police are standing down. It happened in Ohio. I forget which city. Might have been Columbus. The 911 operator said that we were told to stand down by the mayor. These are all Democrats, man, and they don't care about the cities they're charged with preserving. You can't have a thriving city with rampant crime, police that are operating completely with their hands tied behind their back. Anyway, Jim.
Good afternoon. I guess you saw the story where the manufacturers of the Eskimo pies are changing the name now. And seriously, they're dropping Eskimo because they offend the Eskimos.
Yeah.
There'll be no more Eskimo pie.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The next is going to be Nabisco. They will have to definitely drop Oreo cookie. Can't have an
actually,
Oreo.
Actually, that was a term that was introduced on All in the Family by Lionel Jefferson because there was a guy who was trying to, the term was blockbuster in those days, and he would convince a white family to sell their home way above price. Then, knowing that the rest of the neighbors were going to flee, now we're talking 1971 here, 70-71, that he could then bring in, you know, sell all the other homes for undervalue because everybody would be leaving. You pay one person that big price, everybody else, you get dirt cheap. And
I mean,
that practice is actually against the law and has been since those days. But, Lionel Jefferson explains to Archie, this man's an Oreo. He's black on the outside, white on the inside. That was the term at that time for somebody who was actually manipulating white people for his own benefit while pretending to be, you know, black, down with the cause.
Wow. It's getting a little bit wacky out here.
It's nuts. You know, the Aunt Jemima one bothers me in particular. What they should do is put the story of Nancy Green on the bottle instead of all this other nonsense and call it Nancy Green's Aunt Jemima syrup or Nancy Green's syrup. Who cares? But tell the story of this woman born into slavery who became a huge success. That's what America's all about. That even with a start that horrible, you can still go on to have an amazing success if you just try.
And I heard that family is suing Quaker.
Yeah.
For changing it?
Yep.
Yes.
Good.
Good.
I hope they do. Why not take some of that money from the sales of Aunt Jemima syrup and do something meaningful, maybe a scholarship in her name or they something
said,
like that.
They said it's educated five generations of children from that story.
Yeah. That needs to be told, yeah. not taken off the shelf, dumbasses. Mm. Corporate America has raisins for testicles. Thank you, Jim.
Next, they're going to go after Keebler.
Oh, did you hear it? They're already talking about the Rice Krispie mascot.
Oh, no. Really? Snap, crackle, and pop?
Yeah, they're all white. Can't have that.
Oh.
Not in, corporate America has, I just said it. I don't need to repeat it. Crawdad.
Yeah, not only that, but they've made fun of leprechauns way too long. I'm upset about that.
That's a. I saw that.
I sent you a thing. Go to Messenger and look at me.
No, I saw it. It's the fact that they make fun of Lucky Charms.
Elves, you know, talking about elves.
Yeah.
You know, that's just wrong,
and
man.
Now Irish people are offended worldwide.
Go down right there. Yeah, man.
I'm never going to buy that product again as long as I live.
Oh.
Yeah, Irish protests for removal of Lucky Charms leprechaun image because it's offensive. Just kidding, the Irish aren't offended by Jack Squat because they're not pansies. Yeah, you could say that.
Dang it, right. You're dang it, right.
I'm Irish.
There you go, love.
Are you offended?
That's right.
Are you offended by the Lucky Charms mascot?
No.
You have better things to do, right? Better ways to invest your emotional energy?
Right.
Crawdad, how you doing? You
I'm hanging in here, buddy. Rosalind put a post out here on her Facebook. I wanted to point this out in case anybody hasn't looked yet. It says type in any three digits
yes.
into your Google search bar. Follow that by the words, quote, new cases, unquote, and hit enter. And it will bring up a computer-generated thing, where a document with whatever three digits you plugged in. New cases, that number, in such and such city, random number generated.
Yeah.
This is a fake news BS detector, if there ever was one. Anyway, it's on Rosalind's Facebook page. I did that, and I'm like, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it.
That's nuts,
how they
man.
Do that. But that's Google for you,
yep.
create fake news.
And also in a position to manipulate the election and everything else. It's
yes.
dangerous times, pal. Thanks for
what
the call.
What was this Reuben that you did for breakfast? Is that right? You're doing Reubens for breakfast now?
I do those. I prefer my Reuben over one you might get at a restaurant because I don't know if it's time or what, but my Reubens are getting thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink.
Hey, guys, y'all be careful.
You too, man.
You too. And crazy in Alabama.
Yeah, boy, I'm telling you. Are they going to hit the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man next? Saying
he's a big-ass white
people.
Guy, man.
How about the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Ooh. Yeah, and Doughboy.
Nope, man, going down.
Instead of eliminating, why not just give him Friends of Color? Yeah. What's
what
wrong with
moon
that?
Pie? Mm. What is Moon Pie? You know, the moon. Give someone
you can't
the moon.
Do, the moon is offended.
Different color moons. You have vanilla,
no, the
banana,
man,
and chocolate.
The man on the moon is offended, so we can't do that either.
No, but I mean mooning people. The moon pie.
Oh!
Moon. Remember in the day, Greg, come on, when you were a teenager, don't tell me y'all didn't do that. We did. We all did. Going to Florida, spring break. With moon somebody.
I did not participate in mooning.
I didn't either, but my friends did. So watch it. So about Chick-fil-A's son, you heard about that?
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Kathy.
Yeah.
There's a
Would
man.
Shine the shoes?
There's a man who has built his company because of his overt adherence to his Christian beliefs and is completely sold out.
Yeah.
To groups that literally despise Christians
yeah.
and anybody of religion.
Did you know in 2016 they had Back to Blue t-shirts?
I want to see if I want to see if America responds to that. That is not fake news. If you were a faithful Chick-fil-A person, in fact, we all remember when, you didn't have to agree with the view, but when the rage mob went after him on gay rights or whatever it was.
Well, no, he said he
believed in marriage as a man and a woman.
Exactly.
Which are entitled to believe, and many people still believe.
He wasn't against anything.
Are they going to remove the religious music they play in Chick-fil-A?
And maybe 18 people. You know what? They should take it out because they're phonies.
They are.
And I'm going to be real interested to see if people have guts enough to stick to it and teach them a financial lesson. Walk, man. Walk out. Vote with your feet.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going. My wife and I, we're boycotting. We're not going back to Chick-fil-A anymore. We love them, and their service is impeccable. But now I'm not going back. You know, I'm done with that. That's ridiculous, you know.
I especially feel for all the people that, I mean, I remember there was one Chick-fil-A after that whole flap got started that had a four-block line of people wanting to say, hey, we got your back here. We're supporting your right to believe what you want to believe.
Yep.
And this is their thanks for it. Kathy must have a real issue to feel guilty about.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see what happens when a masked gunman or two walk into a Chick-fil-A, rob them, start shooting. Are they going to dial 911 since they don't back the police anymore?
Well, if, you know, they're in the wrong city when that happens, the police aren't going to show up.
Yeah, would they?
Why would they?
I didn't see anything about them not backing the police.
They're backing organizations that are calling for the defunding of police. So, yeah, they are.
Yeah, my wife.
Directly or indirectly, they are.
Well, she read it to me, and he said they are no longer backing the police, and that if we see a black person, we should apologize for being white, and we should shine their shoes.
Yeah, well.
I don't know where she found that, but she was saying it was his son. Because the original owner, he died, right, passed away.
I believe so.
Right.
I got to run. We got a ton of calls, and got local news, and we're going to roll call today.
Woo!
So if you're calling in, be prepared to hang on for a bit.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Over the past 2 weeks, Alabama had the second highest number of new coronavirus cases per capita in the nation. More than 29,000 people across the state have tested positive. Health officials say at least 829 people have died. The FBI is now investigating after a noose was placed in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage stall at Talladega Super Speedway this weekend. Wallace, the only black driver in NASCAR's top circuit, was among those who pushed for banning Confederate flags at NASCAR events. Governor Ivey condemned the act, saying racism and threats of this nature will not be condoned nor tolerated. Montgomery police are investigating after a deadly weekend shooting that happened in the 1500 block of North Decatur Street Saturday night. Police say the victim is 30-year-old Sean Williams. Another man was also shot. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made in the case. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLukeChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
And we love them. It is 4:23.
Time to take some calls.
Andy.
Hello, Good afternoon, everybody.
Rich Jones weather.
Excuse me. I had a heavy finger.
We got heavy thunderstorms rolling in and heavy chance of rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's it. Give me my money now.
I got your money right here.
But anyway, fellas, talking about the Bubba Wallace incident, you know, if that did happen, I mean, what kind of idiot would even do something like that?
You know what?
I don't think it would happen.
This hysterical reaction in lieu of Jussie Smollett is totally uncalled for. Let's get an investigation done. First of all, I can't believe that his car is kept in a place that isn't monitored and watched 24/7.
Exactly.
You got that right, because there's a lot of money in that motor.
And honestly, I doubt very seriously that anybody in NASCAR or attached to a team would do something like that. I really don't believe that.
No.
This stunk.
I guarantee it did. But here's the kicker, okay? He's a terrible driver. But no sponsor is going to drop him now. They won't touch him with a 10-foot pole. This cat can wreck every race, take 20, 30 people out. Of course, I don't care. I'll never be watching again. But he's got a free pass for the rest of his career. And he can be a terrible driver. That's the irony to all of that. Because no sponsor is going to drop him.
And again, that is not equality when there are different rules for different people. But can we at least have an investigation on this? Because I said this on the air the morning it happened, the Jussie Smollett thing back in January.
I remember that. I was listening.
I said this smells to high heaven. I don't believe this. I know the city. Yeah. And anybody that even has a passing knowledge of Chicago knows it's not exactly MAGA country. So you're going to tell me at 2:30 in the morning, two Trump fans were out to get somebody. And we know it's total bullcrap. And he stirred up the hate pot from 17 different directions, and it was too late to stop that. Now it turns out, I don't know, he did it for attention or because he thought he would get away with it. I don't know. That's why we need to just hold our breath and see. And if somebody did it deliberately, they need to be dealt with and harshly.
But they put nobody would be in their right mind to do something that stupid.
Well, we've said that in the past about things. And
most people aren't in their right minds these days.
This is true.
Well, you're right there. But
Andy, I got to run. I appreciate the call very much. Yeah, I can't we at least wait to see what the investigation produces? Because now they're running this up the flagpole to keep the pot stirred. Now they got NASCAR in it, and we don't even know yet. James.
Hey, Greg, I've been out, so I don't know if you covered this. Is this not an illegal act? The Democrats seem to have participated in it, the Democrat Party. But isn't it totally illegal to use electronic means to hinder another party? So
yeah, that's election interference. Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, with them cutting out maybe 6,000 or more people that would like to go to the rally, but interfering with the process.
Well, he still had 10,000 times more people than Joe Biden did, and they were enthusiastic and. You know, when you look at the level at which the media tried to scare people, and that includes Fox. Wow, the coronavirus. They had nothing to say with 250,000 people at the museum in Brooklyn when they're out there for black transgender rights. No. When you're protesting for the right cause, the one that we believe in, you ain't going to get sick. But those Trump supporters, man.
Yes.
It's nauseating. I got to run.
Thank you.
Great. Appreciate the call. I'm waiting for news on the baseball vote. Maybe we'll get some good news this afternoon. Probably not from the traffic department, though.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're busy all over the city right now. And out in front of Baptist Hospital on East South Boulevard, they are still working a minor accident there. Up in Prattville on Highway 82, very slow traffic between Highway 31 and 14 on 82. Construction going on there. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery with moderate traffic. New Toyotas are arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop off online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather this week, much different than the weather last week. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be in generous supply just about every day. They'll be around well into the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Sky-high humidity the next few days, of course, with upper 80s tomorrow, mid-80s on Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms each day, becoming most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. Welcome to summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Uh-huh. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Deadheads, are you ready? The Grateful Dead has launched a line of deodorant, and it's vegan. 5 different scents, and they all last almost as long as a Dead song in concert. And that's a long time. Speaking of long, that reminds me of my old lady's armpit hair. Smelling fresher than ever with Grateful Dead deodorant. Look for it in the recycled paper box at your neighborhood head shop. Grateful Dead deodorant. Oh, and one more thing. Would you like to buy a tie-dyed shirt or necklace from me and Moonbeam? We're trying to scrape together some money for the next fish tour.
4:31, Jacqueline going to join us in a little bit.
Okay.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, Greg, Rosie Brock, Seth Spotlow. And today is National Kissing Day. Here's a kissing story from the news. It's legit, by the way. A personal trainer in Britain is suing a woman he went on a date with after being left with a virus for life that he claims resulted from the romantic encounter. Martin Conway, age 45, says he was left traumatized after contracting a cold sore from a woman he knew as, quote, Giovanna Lovelace. Hey, asshat.
Don't go on a date with a stripper.
Anybody that goes by that name, I think I would be real careful. I might be a little suspicious.
When that thing waving on her face at you.
But that's what you get when you think with your first, okay? He wants $236,000, claiming she failed to inform him she had the herpes simplex and that she had a moral, ethical, and legal duty to warn him of the risk before they locked lips. While symptoms can last 7 to 10 days, you can carry the virus for life. It can flare up at any time. The movie Spinal Tap, one of the many things you'll notice when you watch it carefully, the musician, one of the musicians has red sores all over. Oh, man. That was an experience. You know, the thing in Spinal Tap, the actual music they made for the movie was great, but the lyrics were so stupefyingly and deliberately dumb.
I've never seen it.
Well, I don't know if you'd enjoy it that much because it's kind of a period piece.
Yeah.
There are many. Titanic was a period piece, okay? It happened, and they made it look like 1912. This is kind of one you sort of had to live through that era,
yeah,
to really appreciate. With your sense of humor, you'd enjoy it.
Is it 70s or 80s?
70s.
70s. I'd like to watch it.
And I must be making progress because Rob Reiner, it's a sort of a fake documentary. He's in it from beginning to end.
You are a meathead.
And it didn't bother me because he's been saying the same insane crap since All in the Family. So at least he's consistent. Of course, he says it all from his home. But the thing that blew me away at the end of Spinal Tap, because as the movie was going, the guy that plays the band's manager, I forget the actor's name, I said, man, he reminds me a little bit of Derek Sutton. Derek Sutton was the guy who became manager of Styx after we all went through the process of getting rid of the first thief that was stealing from them. Vince DePaul. We called him Immensent DePaul. He was a piece of work. Anyway, Derek was, when I've talked about, you know, driving up into Hollywood Hills and going to that grocery store for Stars Only and all that stuff, that was his neighborhood, halfway up a mountain with a beautiful Japanese garden and a pool, and, you know. And then at the end of the credit roll, there's a credit to the real Derek Sutton for inspiring that character. I couldn't believe it. That was the most shocking moment of the whole thing at the very end, and I'm glad I saw it.
It only took you 3 years.
You said, so? See?
Well, it was out. I never felt compelled to go see it.
Well, I'm talking about you've had it in your hand for a long time, haven't you?
There's a lot of things.
The DVD itself, it's been stuck in your player.
Well, no, we fished that out a while back. I just haven't had a chance to see it.
That's kind of like when you buy a book that you think you'd really like to read, and you go to pick it up, and you can't.
I did that last year. I bought a book called FDR's Funeral Train when I was at Warm Springs. And I started reading it, and it was very interesting. It's a topic I'm totally... Is that Jacqueline? Okay. Jacqueline, we're going to come to you as soon as we can. Please be patient. And I got through like 12, 15 pages, and then I haven't gone back to it. And I should, because I want to read the story. But we were talking about that on TV this morning. My passion for reading diminished when I had to start wearing glasses to read. But I do miss the days of rolling over in the middle of the night, folding up a book, tearing out pages by accident, things like that. I'll never, ever do Kindle. ever.
Oh, no, no. If you're going to read, you got to flip the pages.
If you're going to roll over a book, you don't want it to be on a metal object in the middle of the night. 436 John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, for over four decades, the place for the best paint. For interior painting, Richards, and my personal expert, Seth Spotlow, who worked with Solarproof.
Great paint. Looked good.
It does. That was first of all, the color. We did the front door and the mailbox post in the same color. And when they consulted Mrs. Ritterbuttle at John Lee on the color, they must have known that some sense of red comes off the roof. It's not the predominant color, but it's there. And putting these colors on the door and the mailbox, it drew it out. They really know what they're doing. They sell the best paints for inside and outside, Richards for interior, Solarproof for exterior. Great staff that can answer any question because this is their universe. It's where the pros go, and it's where the do-it-yourselfers go who want a really great outcome. John Lee Paints, 4.5 decades. When you stop in, please mention that you heard about him here. And tell Charles Bubba Turner you said hello.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, we have an accident. 4,000 block of Atlanta Highway in front of the Jacks. That's just past Perry Hill Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Moderate traffic all the way around the boulevard. Taylor Road, very busy from Atlanta Highway to I-85. I-85 and 65 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. No issues. New Toyotas are arriving daily at Reinhart Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we've worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, scheduled maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather this week, much different than the weather last week. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be in generous supply just about every day. They'll be around well into the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Sky-high humidity the next few days, of course, with upper 80s tomorrow, mid-80s on Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms each day, becoming most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. Welcome to summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Jaqueline. It's Jaqueline
next. Coming up next. She loves this band.
COVID-19 and the virus is spreading. I can't.
just envision Jacqueline Tomlinson grooving with that music. How are you?
I'm well. Today was my first day back in the office.
That's right.
Yes.
Ooh.
And
y'all,
did it
so
feel weird?
For about the first hour I was there, it was kind of strange. But then, you know, I was able to kind of get back in the groove of, like, being physically in the office. Mm-hmm. And, you know, picking up some of my cases and Dana's cases and just trying to, like, balance time and consults and everything else. But, yeah, it was nice to be back in the routine.
Because I remember when everything was shut down, the first store I went to after the restrictions were lifted was Brian Jewelry. And it felt so strange to open the door and walk in, and I thought, this is wrong, that I should feel weird walking into a business I've been into so many times. Did you have any of that going on?
So we're still not having a lot of face-to-face interactions with clients because of just Montgomery's numbers.
Right.
So we're kind of just still dealing with people at arm's length. We have people coming into the office to execute documents, but still we're being very, very careful. It was strange. I'm hoping that this is not going to be the new normal because it's very uncomfortable. It's very non-personal. Yeah. I don't like it. But, you know, it's just one of those things where we've got to do to keep everybody safe.
Could you put up a plastic sneeze guard between you and a client? It was sort of like visiting somebody in prison, but at least be able to make eye contact.
Sort of like Walmart.
So, like,
Sam.
What I've done is actually, so I will tell you, I'm wearing the mask because I have to. My mom brought me one of the face shields.
Oh.
And Greg, you're familiar with, you know, what Costco some of the employees are wearing. The
yes,
facial
Roz had to get one because she could not work with a mask.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it is for me right now. Being pregnant in Alabama summer, your parody was actually very appropriate. It's very difficult after you're wearing it for about 10 to 15 minutes.
Yes.
I get lightheaded. I feel like I need to sit down, and that's not healthy for me or for the baby. So my mom brought me this face shield. Steven calls it my mask, my helmet. but I wore that today, and I did have to meet with, I'm a guardian ad litem, so I had to meet with a client that's a child. So I made an exception. I allowed him to come into the office. But what we did is we have a large conference room table. Mm-hmm. I sat on one end. He sat on the other. And I had my shield on, and then he had a mask on. And then when he left, we Lysoled the office, just, you know, because that's just what we do. We're not having people in the office right now. So we made one exception today. But it was weird, you know. My mom, she tried to tell me about how it reminded her of the early 80s about the AIDS epidemic. When, before they figured out how AIDS was spread and what it was, kind of that fear of, like, everybody had it. So
elucidate on that comment?
Absolutely.
Because it's totally apt in this case.
Mm-hmm.
In the radio business, in talk radio in the 80s, before much was known, there were hosts saying, this is the end of the world. This is what's going to kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I am not kidding. And they were giving statistics on promiscuity among gay men in particular that nobody mm-hmm. would ever consider doing today because you know, the rage mob would be all over it.
The rage mob,
but
alive and well right now.
The fear of AIDS. I mean, it was not uncommon for a woman to ask for a test
mm-hmm.
with a result before they would go out with you.
And the thing is, it's like, I get that. And that's what my mom was saying. Like, this is the closest in her lifetime that she could compare to what it was like.
And you know who was part of that? Fauci, back in the 80s.
Yeah, he's been around. He's been around.
And he was way wrong.
He's a sneaky little man. Sneaky little man. I don't trust him at all.
So did you have to call Jurassic Park and tell them to hold the dinosaurs?
Okay, I know. Okay, so this is what happened. I thought long and hard about it. And then I realized that I was being selfish, being a mom and wanting to have an extravagant party for my son. And then I realized I don't have just birthday parties. I have events.
Yes, I would say that's a very accurate statement.
It's like a Trump rally. I mean, it's like the equivalent of that in Montgomery. You know what I mean?
I love that. That's a very, very good comp.
Well, and you don't know how many people are going to show up. You don't know if, like, you're going to have 50 or if you're going to have 90. So I decided to err on the side of caution and just say, okay, I'm going to call it off, because I would feel terrible if any one of my friends or family did not know they were sick and they came and people got sick because of that. I would never be able to live that down. The guilt would just destroy me. So I just decided that we were going to hold off on having a big party. And,
Can't tell you now. I reacted selfishly when I saw this, because I was looking forward to seeing deviled eggs with dinosaur footprints sunk into the yellow, whatever the...
Listen, we're going to keep all the decorations. We're just going to do number four. It's going to be I'm Four, Hear Me Roar. So we've already planned it out. I've got a year to buy more dinosaur crap.
I still want to get him. Where is Steven registered for this birthday?
We're not registered.
Oh.
You're not registered anywhere. It's not like a baby. Which tomorrow we'll have an update.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow we get the fresh fruit and vegetable update.
Not a banana anymore. I'm going pineapple.
No. Not a pineapple yet.
Oh. Well, banana's pretty big.
A banana is
when was the
right?
last time you looked at a kumquat?
I can't say that I've ever looked at a pineapple. Kumquat, Greg.
Yeah,
next
for that matter.
A banana.
Well, you look at fruit a lot differently when you're in my
Who wants fruit when they're pregnant? You want good stuff, like, you know.
Pickles.
We were talking about peanut butter and jelly, grilled peanut butter and jelly with bacon and sandwiches.
With fluffernutter in it, yes.
Ooh, even better.
What?
Fluffernutter.
Like fluffernutter.
Like Nutella?
Were you raised in a cave?
How do you not know what that is?
That's the marshmallow.
Yeah, like, can you imagine like that with peanut butter, grilled?
Yeah.
Like marshmallows.
With bacon,
right?
With very
crispy. It's like peanut butter s'mores.
In fact, I may surprise the guys tomorrow morning and do it.
Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon.
Make an extra one and I'll come get
Everything
it.
Everything makes bacon so much better. Hey, I can drop Steven off at 7:30.
Me and Steven going to be in the front door. Tip.
It was a little sad today because, like, this whole time we've been quarantined, I've asked him every day, like, Steven, are you ready to go to school? And he's like, school's closed, you know, like all snarky. Mm-hmm. And so today on the way to school, I was like, buddy, we're going to go to school. And I talked it up, you know, thinking I was going to have a problem with him, like, losing it when I went to drop him off. He just walked right in, didn't even say bye.
He's ready for quarantine to be over, too.
I know.
Misses and
I
was his friends. Like,
but that's a good thing.
I was like, well, okay, you know, like, see you later. So I hightailed it to the office, and I was like, I don't even know what to do with myself. So we made the best of it.
Well, you know,
He's growing up.
It's been a year of disruptions. I'm awaiting word. The Major League Baseball players are voting this afternoon on the latest.
Is it today?
Yeah, they're in the process of voting now, so we should know by show's end.
Don't get your hopes up.
If they're going to tie in the season well, you know, they can kiss my... So anyway, it's 4:51.
Well, I feel you. I didn't know. I was trying to watch the NASCAR race, because I got all disappointed that it was canceled yesterday because of weather. So I turned it on this afternoon at the office while I was there, because, you know, Dana will tell you, I have a TV in my office. And then it got rain delayed again. So let's see if the race is back on this evening. Those are my plans.
You know, I'm again, the media, who is public enemy number one, had to run with this Rusty Wallace story before it's even been investigated. They did not learn from the Jussie Smollett experience.
Right.
Because they put all of that rage out there, then say, oops, you mean he did it himself? I knew that the day it happened. I'm not saying that's the case here.
I think it might be, though. Like, my something about me just doesn't pass the smell test. Because I find it very odd that this would happen during this climate and this time. And I think people are overly sensitive to not be offensive.
Yeah.
So I don't think that somebody would do this even as a joke, given the political climate and the hostilities and how heightened everybody's emotions are. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying he did.
Hey.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it came out that it was done by somebody in his racing team, because he has to have access.
Yes, I can't believe, knowing the value of the cars and equipment, that area was unmonitored.
No, it's very difficult. So my parents and I are actually avid race fans. I know that's probably something that most people would find shocking, because, you know, being from South Florida, that's not, you know, I don't know. But we go to quite a few races, and my parents have had a lot of back, you know, pit crew passes and all of that kind of stuff. And it is extremely difficult to get back to where that noose was found. Extremely difficult. So I don't know. I'm interested to see what the investigation reveals.
By the way, since we're sort of on that topic, on FoxNews.com, Jimmy Kimmel used the N-word for Snoop voice in 96, among other impressions. Oh, my goodness. The Grim Weeper, he's being outed in a lot of different ways.
And he's taking a hiatus for the summer. Yeah, he just announced.
Let's hope. We can only hope they put him on permanent hiatus. He's a
savage.
If you weren't on the phone, I'd be using words that would be getting me the fisheye from Rosie.
Ooh.
Sometimes I get the fisheye from Rosie. It's definitely warranted, so it's fine. She has our best of intentions.
I have never given you the fisheye.
I've been close, Rosie. I've been close. I feel it.
All right, now, you're doing our will.
Yes.
And I hope
I got your text.
Ross has not sent hers, right?
No.
Okay, would you give her a little jolt this afternoon? Let's get that done.
I'm just bringing my laptop. We're going to do it on Wednesday. I'm bringing it in.
Oh, that's right.
I already talked to Roz about it when I saw her on Saturday.
Tomorrow, Larry Stevens is going to join us.
Yes.
I just found that out.
Fun time.
No, I told you last week, but you didn't remember.
See?
Remember, I asked you. Next two Tuesdays, he'll be with us.
Shame on you.
Okay, okay.
God, Greg, get it together.
I need
it's
your
only
help.
Monday.
I need your help.
Did you not have a nap today?
My lawyer and friend. No, I actually did.
I saw you posted on the Book of Faces at like 1 o'clock. That's like around nap time, getting up time.
Oh, I'm if I actually doze off around 10 or 10:30, I'm up by 11:30. It's a short nap.
I couldn't do that. I'd be out all day. I'd be down for the rest of the night.
I am so disciplined.
Is this an alarm?
Come on, there's more.
I really enjoy it.
Yes, you are, and you look
are.
Good.
You Atonement. Are in that respect. Yeah. You know you have to.
Atonement is exciting. And on that note, let me remind everybody, when it comes to family law, they specialize in representing men and women, men in divorce, but will represent women. In fact, I have passionate testimonies on behalf of women who really felt like they had somebody in their corner going through a divorce. That's what you want, an advocate and somebody that's got ready knowledge of the law. This is your team. Delk and Tomlinson, call for a consultation at
819-4810.
Put some passion in that.
819-4810. And you want to talk to Amy about some bankruptcy? 256-392-4300. 819-4810. Call them. They're good.
Call them.
Fellas.
Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Jay?
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jacqueline, thank you for your time this afternoon.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, all right, thank you. Absolutely. It's always fun. I got to come up with a, since we're sort of invading her world, I got to come up with a title for our conversations with her.
Ooh.
But it's like any good idea. It needs to.
Consulting with Jacqueline.
Jamming with Jacqueline.
There you go.
Let's keep working on it.
Yeah,
those,
man.
Okay?
I'll keep spitting them out. You take whatever you want.
456. Hey, one thing, you know, it's amazing what just a nice little rain. We had a quarter of inch of rain at the house this afternoon, all before I left, before I went to Infusion for some cryotherapy. Oh, that was good. It was good. Just how beautiful the plants from Fitzpatrick Greenhouses look and how they're doing and thriving. Tomatoes are maybe a week from picking the first couple.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, it's a great drive out to this amazing place. Three enormous, they look like blimp hangers. These greenhouses are so big.
Yeah, they are big.
And from end to end, it's a sea of colorful, beautiful, thriving plants that you can get at amazing prices. And it's a cash check business. Clay Forer and the staff, they know this is what they do. So when you need advice, where can I place this? Too much sun, too little sun? How often does it need to be watered? You know, these are all important questions when it comes to getting, you know, the maximum out of your investment. They're amazing. They're just healthy and thriving, and we'll buy more. There's no doubt we'll buy more and probably make ask Seth to plant them for us.
Not a problem, man.
About a week back. Excellent place. Just you'll love the drive out there. Just take Vaughn Road till it becomes 110. Out to mile marker 22 is just past that. On your left as you're traveling east. And please tell Clay and the gang out there you heard about him here on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's 4:58.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The 31s are getting busy outbound from Montgomery. Light to moderate traffic on the boulevard all around the city. Taylor Road is congested from the East Chase entrance all the way over to Atlanta Highway. And that minor accident is still being worked on the Atlanta Highway near Jack's, just up from Perry Hill. Enroll now for fall classes at Trenum State. Your future's waiting. Go to trenumstate.edu and change your life. Trenum State for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Che.
No recovery? No fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.